listening to Joy Division and the Misfits. And going nowhere. And years passed. I forgot all about him. And then one night I was hanging out at a local rock club, checking out a band a friend of mine said I really shouldn't miss. And there he was, singing a song that went a little something like this. Giant billboards made people aware of the idea that we are comprised of just water and air. And a vandal had written that Jesus knows just how you feel when you're falling asleep, sleep at the wheel. When you're falling asleep, asleep at
this is Birds Make Birds.
And you're listening to Freeform Radio.
91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford.
Medford.
There will be laughs. And also joyful twirls, your painted toenails kicking in the sand. And the lazy fish crisscrossing endless seas will lay their golden eggs right in your hand. When we become, 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 when we become what we're running from. And the storm clouds swallowed by the ocean sway will smell like watermelon and cut grass, and we'll build a bonfire with whatever's dry and leave our cold wet bodies where they lay. When we become, 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 when we become what we're running from.
All right, WMFO in Medford. All right, we're running a little late, so we're going to cut the coverall short. We're going to just do four songs because we got a lot to get in here. We got two more bands to cover. So, All right, so let's see. I'm going to tell you quickly what you just heard there. That was the band Clem Snide, who formed in, let's see, I think it's 1999. Actually, the band started 1991. But they didn't get out their first album until 1999. So there you go. They're from Boston, believe it or not. So they kind of, the main guy is Yves Barzelay. The bass player that's quite prominent there is Brendan Fitzpatrick, the mostly acoustic bass there, and Ben Martin on drums. They put out quite a few, probably about 4 or 5 albums, and then broke up. And Yves Barzelay did some solo stuff, and then they got back together again 2009 and put out a couple of other albums. So they've been doing stuff, so check them out if you get a chance. But let me tell you what you heard so we can get back to music. That was a live acoustic thing from KEXP, and that was When We Become, from the End of Love album. Before that, we heard something actually off the End of Love album, Collapse. I just think that's a fantastic song. They did an EP called Beautiful, or they called it a Beautiful EP. They do a few covers and I think one or two originals on there. They do a great version of I'll Be Your Mirror, which is very cool. And let's see, that song was called Mike Kalinske. Before that, we heard off of the disc The Ghost of Fashion, Joan Jett of Arc. And we started the set off with Yip Jump Music from the disc You Were a Diamond. All right, so that brings us up to date. Now we're going to do the coverall. A little late on the coverall. It's 12 after 7. We usually start that right around 7, but that's why we're going to cut it a little short. All right, so what I did for the coverall this time is I took four bands for cutting one, but four bands that I think are kind of underrated and did cover songs of theirs. The first band we're going to do is Sparkle Horse, doing a Jimmy Webb cover. So kick back. Relax.
Still see. You can close the door. Around. Well,
lie, baby, that's no lie. I love you more than I did when you were mine.
Decided to leave you out, not even mentioned. someday a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
All right, WMFO in Medford. You're listening to the Bingo Show. I'm Steve. Glad you could join us. It's 7:30. We're running a little behind here, so I'm gonna talk real fast. But let me tell you what you just heard. That was the Coverall, and we did covers, did bands that I think are a little underrated, artists that are a little underrated doing some covers. We cut it down to four because we're running out of time. So let's see. We just heard Cuff the Duke is a band out of Canada that I think is really great. And I have a couple of their albums. Check them out. That was a Guided by Voices song called Smothered in Hugs, which is just an excellent song. One of my all-time favorite songs, actually. That's from a disc called EP called In Our Time. Crooked Fingers, that's Eric Bachman, who you might know from Archers of Loaf. Probably like early 2000s, he started this band called Crooked Fingers. Very cool. This is another EP called Reservoir Songs, and he did Prince's When You Were Mine. Rilo Kiley. I almost did Rilo Kiley instead of the band that I'm doing next as one of my five artists, but I didn't, so. They did Velvet Underground song After Hours from another EP called The Execution of All Things. And let's see, Sparkle Horse did the Jimmy Webb song Galveston, and that's off a disc called Dreamt for Light Years in the Belly of a Mountain, and that came out right before he passed away. All right, so we've got about a half an hour to go. You're listening to WMFO. This is the Bingo Show. I'm Steve. I'm here from 6 to 8 every other Friday. I just had Brian Young, who does the extremely popular show Crash Course for the Ravers on Saturday afternoons, and he was just by popping his head in, and he wanted me to let you all know that he has a live band tomorrow. Tomorrow is Saturday. 1 to 4. Crash Course for the Ravers. The live band is My Mother's Mustache. And so check that out. They're going to be live in here in the studio. So that should be cool. All right. If you're looking for us, we're at 91.5 FM. We are at WMFO.org on the web. If you'd like to see the playlist, go to spinatron.com. And our next band is called, it's an artist, actually. It's Tao Nguyen. That's T-H-A-O. And she's had a couple of bands. She's done some solo stuff just under the name Tao. She's done something with a woman named Mira, Mira and Tao. And she has a band called Tao and the Get Down, Stay Down, which we're going to do mostly their stuff, but a couple of the others. So let's get right to it, because as I said, time's a-wasting. All right, here we go. The first one is all lined up, I believe. Yes, it is. All right, WMFO, Bingo Show.
Stay and see what becomes of us. Shake, shake, shake.
say I wasn't grieving.
about my youth, would it come to me? Oh, love, won't you bat my eye? I miss the sweet garden man, baffle a skeleton dry. All they wanted was a villain, and all they had was me. All they wanted was a villain, so then they just took me. A skeleton dry. All they wanted was a villain, and all they had was me. All they wanted was a villain, so then they just took me.
WMFO, how you doing out there? This is Steve. I'm wrapping this up, the bingo show. We've got about 13 minutes to go. That was Tao and the Get Down, Stay Down. That's from a disc called We the Common. The song is called We the Common for Valerie Bolden. Probably their most well-known song. I think that song was in the show Weeds, and I think that's where I first heard of them. And then about a year and a half ago, I was in Chicago and I saw them live open up for the Breeders, and they were really great. And I've been in love with them ever since. Let's see, Mira and Tao did a song called Square Neck off their disc Tao and Mira. Back to Tao and the Get Down, Stay Down. They've got a new one coming out, and they've released one song off it. It's called Nobody Dies. The new disc coming out in March is going to be called A Man Alive. We started off with just Tao, and from a disc called We Brave Bee Stings and All. That's from 2008 on the Kill Rock Stars label, and that song was Bag of Hammers. So there you go, another band for you to check out. A few different versions of it. The most recent is Tao and the Get Down, Stay Down. And she seems to have been doing that now for a little while, so that might stick. All right, our next artist is probably the most well-known. It's Doug Sam, who is most well-known for the Sir Douglas Quintet. But he's been he's done a million different things. He's the father, kind of one of the fathers of kind of the alt country scene. He's from Texas, and just great. I don't have too much time to get into all the stuff he's done, but Sir Douglas Quintet, of course, is the most well-known, but he's done, he's had a band called the Mavericks. He's done a lot of solo stuff. He's an amazing musician. He died in probably like around 10, 15 years ago, I'd say. But we're going to get as much as we can in here. So, yeah, let's do it. He's our last one. I'll catch you one more time before Edward Buchert's up at 8 o'clock. Doug Sam.
I've been to New Orleans, been to San Antonio. I've covered a lot of miles to Tulsa. Many lessons I have learned. Got stoned when I went to Frisco. Found myself in New York town. But if I get back to Texas, I'm not gonna be California bound. I miss my home, fire's burning, someone to hold me tight. As I jumped off the freight car on last Wednesday night, the people in Dallas tried to help me. They said this man is going astray. On a mountain somewhere near the modern real life. Someday when I get through my Texas again be my home, and that pretty bay maiden that stays for me at home. But someday you get spelled a ramble, and the big long road is your home. I know.
town, way down there in Naval, Laredo, Mexico. Spot a senorita there, wind blows through her long black hair, as I cut a trail on the way to Boys Town. Smoke and drink the night away in a dimly lit cafe. Long hairs were a novelty to the people that were on the scene. We picked the blues till early dawn, everybody sang along. We had such a ball in Laredo. Nuevo Laredo, Nuevo Laredo, I hear you calling back to me. In the time and all its glory.
All right, that was that's Doug Sam, better known from the Sir Douglas Quintet, and kind of interesting that he was. They came out when the whole British invasion thing was going on, and he's actually from Texas, and but the record executives thought it'd be good to make them sound British, I guess. So anyway, we're gonna do one more song. It's been the underrated show, not overrated, the underrated show, and Edward Buchard's up next, and we've got a good time. So don't go away. He'll take you till 10 o'clock. Easy Ed will be next week, and that'll do it for me. I got one more song for you, another Sir Douglas Quintet, probably their most famous song.
Douglas Quintet is back. We'd like to thank all of our beautiful friends all over the country for all the beautiful vibrations. We love you.
Deedee Bopper.